right, Patriots fans, thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm coming at you from Dallas, and I'm hanging out with Julian Edelman. Julian, thanks so much for taking the time to chat for a minute. Now, we're coming off of a bye week, but you didn't take your time laying down. You had a chance to go back to Kent State. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what you got to do?
It was an unbelievable time. I got to go back and get inducted to the Hall of Fame, which is an honor to be in that category with a lot of the people that are in there, and see the university and how they're changing things for the better there. And it was just an unbelievable time. They put together a great weekend for my family and I, so it was good.
All right, well, we've got the bye week behind us now. We're in Dallas, and the Cowboys on tap. But you've never played in AT&T Stadium. Is there a different prep that you have to do playing in an unfamiliar venue?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go out and check where, you know, the play clocks are. You got to see the depth of the stadium, if it affects how you see the ball, all those types of things, the footing of the surface. So it's pretty routine. You always do that when you go to an away stadium because you're not really accustomed to playing there. But, you know, it'll be pretty much same procedure.
Now, on offense, the Cowboys are pretty depleted. But on defense, they get two guys back from suspension, Greg Hardy, Rolando McClain. How do you prep for guys that you don't have a lot of relevant film on and that are hungry to make an impact?
You know, you just got to worry about yourself and your fundamentals of what your coaches teach you and what the coaches are asking you to do. So you got to go out and you got to learn your opponent as best as you can, but ultimately it comes down to how you practice and prepare throughout the week to play in the game.
All right, something fun. As you go into each game, do you have any pregame rituals that you do that just really get you in the zone?
I have the same routine always. I get in and, you know, you get your ankles taped, you go and you do your ball drills, and you go and relax for a while, and then you lay out your uniform. And then you get ready for the game, put on some calm music, and it's game time, so it's pretty much the same. I don't know if it's superstitious, but that's how it is.
All right, Julian, well, thanks so much.
Definitely.
We appreciate it. Good
Definitely.
Luck tomorrow.
Have a good
See
one.
See you on the field. All right, guys, so a couple of other things to pay attention to in tomorrow's game. Like we mentioned, the Patriots are coming off a bye week, and they're 11-4 after a week of rest, but two of those four losses have come in the last four seasons, so the Pats will really have to be on their game to avoid creating a bye week curse. And again, like we mentioned, the Cowboys on offense have lost a lot of players to injury, including starting quarterback Tony Romo, but Brandon Weeden has stepped in as the starter at that position. He dropped the first two games, so he's going to come out hungry for his first win, so the Pats will have to be sure that he doesn't get that one. And we mentioned Greg Hardy. He's been very vocal off of the field, and I would imagine he's looking to be vocal on the field. The Pats will be looking to silence him. We'll have the answers to all of those questions tomorrow. For now, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.